Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am unbelievably excited about our guest today. You may know him, you may not. Surely by now you have been at least somewhat indoctrinated into the EXP movement that has really kind of swept the industry. And I have one of the co-founders, Mr. Brian Culhane, on today, who I can almost guarantee you is going to drop some bombs. So I actually bumped into Brian just kind of by happenstance at a resort in Scottsdale when I was putting on an event. And he said something, and I kind of made a joke. I said, always recruiting, right? And he said, no, I'm always collecting success stories. And I freaking fell in love with this guy just like in an instant. So Brian, man, thank you so much for agreeing to jump on the podcast with us today.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive right into this, man. Give us the story. Who is Brian and how did you get to where you are today?
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll try and be brief. But again, appreciate you having me on. And obviously, I've been following you and your career for a while now. And, you know, kudos to all your success and everything that you've accomplished in the space and outside of the space and in the marketing space and online, you know, social media space. So kudos to you. So my story, well, it's kind of, you know, a twist and turn story. But ultimately, I grew up in Chicago. I did 29 winters, I like to call it, 29 tours of duty. And, you know, I was a busboy, a waiter, a caddy. I got into sales. I played college basketball. I think it was four different colleges in 5 years. Always looking for a better scholarship, always kind of moving around. You know, my parents moved quite a bit when I was a kid, almost as much as maybe, you know, Army or Navy brats. But I like to say they were just renters. And so I kind of I got the early experience of, you know, kind of moving around a lot as a kid. And, but, you know, after about 29 winters, I jumped in a buddy's car, threw all my clothes in a, you know, duffel bag and rolled out to Arizona. And I was really just looking for a change, looking for, you know, sunny weather and maybe meet a girl, you know, something along those lines. And I got out here. I was, you know, scraping together change from my cup holder to buy Whoppers at the 99-cent Whopper. I was checking my email at the public library. I didn't have a car. I had an Illinois phone number, and I was kind of running out of room. And then at that same time, I did end up meeting a girl. Her name was Christy, who is now Christy Culhane, my wife. And so I had to get kind of serious and figure something out. So I decided I wanted to go to real estate school. I had been doing sort of commercial real estate advertising sales. Basically, I was selling ads for commercial real estate magazines in Chicago. I'd done some sales work in the due diligence field. Sort of commercial inspection reports and environmental reports and you know, a little bit of everything. And so I said, you know, I want to be on the other side of the table. I want to be a real estate agent and be a broker. And so I got my license while I was actually still taking my tests. I interviewed for a couple different commercial real estate opportunities and they really weren't that ideal. And then I saw an ad on Craigslist that happened to be who's now Glenn Sanford. But at the time it was, you know, Glenn Sanford, looking for a team leader here in Phoenix. And, you know, I think he liked that I didn't have any bad habits. I think he liked that I played a little basketball so I could be coachable, but also be a little bit of a leader. And he basically brought me as his team leader. And this was in 2005. You know, 15 years later, you know, we're EXP.
15 years later, the overnight success kicks in. I love
it. Right. After what is my, one of my coaches said, after 25 years of kicking butt, I'm an overnight success.
Yes, absolutely, man. I freaking love it. I have thoroughly enjoyed watching EXP over the last couple of years. I always tell people I'm a brokerage agnostic, but EXP has done just absolutely some incredible things, from a lot of the cloud-based stuff that you guys are doing to the virtual reality center, basically, you've created for your agents, to the profit sharing model, the stock model. Just overly, overly impressed with the way that you guys have gone about growing a business. And I know it didn't all happen overnight. for sure. But being a show that's about marketing and sales and all those types of things, I got a question. I was just curious, how integral do you believe, you know, some of the most modern forms of marketing we have today, social media, those types of things, were to the success of a lot of what you guys have done?
You know, that's a great question. And it's funny, I often think about what we could attribute the success of EXP to. I was also brought in by Craigslist, and so was one of the early tech guys named Gabe LeBeau. And so some level, I think we could thank Craigslist. But on the other hand, you know, and this is kind of a funny little side story, now that you asked me, I kind of remember, Glenn, probably in about 2008, 2009 range, basically said, Brian, you need to get on Facebook. And, you know, I'm one of these guys that was like, well, what, so all my college buddies can, you know, post pictures of me doing keg stands? I don't think so. And he's like, no, Brian, it'll actually help your productivity. So I'm probably one of the few people whose boss or, you know, coach, mentor, twisted his arm to get on Facebook so I'd be more productive. But I would say that that was a huge thing for us because, you know, obviously we all know Facebook today, but back then it was doing a lot of the viral marketing for us, and it still does. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Facebook is the best way to just sort of get the word out without having to spend a lot of money. And, you know, they've already have built an audience. And so we were able to create a very large presence, even though we were few agents. And so, you know, that was kind of our secret sauce. I also started creating a lot of different groups. So it wasn't just, you know, one channel of me talking about EXP all the time or real estate all the time. You know, I had a sports group, I had a movie group, I created, you know, networking and happy hour groups. And so I was able to sort of, well, I call it compartmentalize the crazy, so that no one person knew just how crazy I really was.
Now, you guys, as of this recording, you guys just passed 20,000 agents in the U.S.
Right.
And you recently announced your move into Australia and one other, right? Where are you guys going? You're in Australia?
Kingdom.
And the U.K., right. Yeah. And you mentioned something a second ago, and you're talking about, you know, Facebook being a contributor to the virality of EXP. You guys have had some, like, hockey stick growth. It seemed like there was a long period where you guys were growing really stable and you were growing, but the last 2 years, 2.5 to 3 years, what changed? What was it for you guys that did give you that, like, quote unquote virality that gave you guys that kind of hockey stick trajectory up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was probably steady growth. You know, I'd say in the first, it took us 6 years to get to 1,000 agents. 6 months later, we doubled. 6 months after that, we doubled again. And in the last 18 months, we brought over 15,000 agents. And I would say, so probably somewhere, well, obviously going public in 2013 was huge.
Yeah.
You know, we opened EXP with just cloud officing, which we didn't call it cloud office. I think we called it Web 3.0 or something like that back then. But because the term cloud hadn't even come out yet, right? Everyone, you know, we called ourselves a virtual real estate company, and everyone was like, so are we. And we're like, well, wait a minute. You just have a website. We have, like, this 3D immersive, like, video platform. Like, we need to change our terms. But, yeah, I mean, that was we opened up with gross commission rev share and cloud officing. And then I remember Glenn came back from a T. Harv Eker millionaire mindset intensive training program. And he said, listen, everybody, you haven't been thinking big enough. We're going to think a little bigger. We're going public. And, you know, Glenn was just that kind of guy. He was always sort of challenging us. Are you thinking big enough? You know, how big is your why? You know, kind of those, you know, questions that just sort of, you know, force you to take out your small brain and put a bigger brain in your head. And so when he came back and said, we're going public, that was a huge moment for us. And ultimately it allowed for us to, you know, trade equity for growth. So now we could acquire, we could merge, we could buy out brokerages, teams, talent. And then I'd say in 2015, when we put in the Icon Agent program, then we started to really attract some top talent because effectively they could get their cap back in the form of stock if they did a certain amount of production or units. And so now, I mean, and if you think about that, Grant, you know, what really EXP gave us agents, because I've always just been an agent. I've never been a broker. I've never been, you know, an owner per se. I've always just been an agent on Glenn's team or a team leader. And, but what Glenn has done is he sort of took the tools of ownership. You know, by that I mean the ability to, you know, scale up your business, to participate in the revenue, and to own a piece of the asset that you work for. And he basically gave that to us average agents. And for history in a day in real estate, you had to either buy in, sell your way in, or be born your way into owning a brokerage. And so now for the first time, you know, as soon as an agent, if you think about, you know, Kiyosaki cash quadrants, right? 80% of the people are on one side, have a job or self-employed. 80% of the wealth is either business owner or investor. So if an agent joins eXp, they do one deal, they get stock, they're instantly moved through the chain. They are now an investor class. And so that was huge for us. We could now literally use, and as me, you know, Brian Colley, just an average agent or anybody that was in the company, let's say we ran into an agent that was a top agent or a mega agent, I could literally offer you stock to sell the same amount of houses that you were selling last year. You come sell those houses at eXp, you're going to get a boatload of stock. I'm going to get your production in my cash flow game, if you will. And you're not getting my stock, you're getting the company stock. So at some level, I'm leveraging the company stock offerings to grow my real estate brokerage in terms of all the bells and whistles of being profitable and owning a piece of the asset. So that was truly the game changer. I don't see that kind of opportunity anywhere in the world.
No, that doesn't exist. I mean, for somebody, just a regular Joe, to be able to walk in and start producing and benefit from an asset standpoint long-term, and it's really unfortunate. I don't think enough practical business is just taught throughout the industry. I think you guys do a fantastic job of bringing some of the greatest education, either directly or indirectly, by bringing in other influencers to teach your people. But it's just the business mindset, the long-term mindset, isn't necessarily ingrained. If you look at a traditional real estate broker, it is, you know, let's inject our numbers through the roof, get as many people in these doors as we possibly can, let's suck them dry, and let's wait till they leave. And
it's even more granular than that, right? If you think about it, what if you were and I were to think of starting a real estate company, I mean, let's take the word real estate opportunity and put the word investment opportunity. What you're really asking an owner to do is shell out a bunch of money, pick up a boatload of overhead, and then cross your fingers, let's hope we can bring some agents in to make our money back, right? And then we got to herd the cats, we got to chase them around, in any other world, you'd look at a group of investors and they tell you to get out of here. And so, but yet in real estate, in the industry, that's basically what we were conditioned to think we had to do to get out of the sort of the trenches of selling, so to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So you said something a minute ago, and I agree wholeheartedly with what you just said about really what allowed you guys to traject in such a big way. I don't think it was one act. I think it was the culmination of a lot of things that you guys did right. But you said something a second ago. You said, back in the day, you kind of created this maybe Web 3.0 thing, and everybody was calling themselves a virtual brokerage. You guys knew that you were different. And this is something that every real estate agent should pay attention to. We're always trying to absorb the lessons out of what people say. And I think that you just dropped a huge golden nugget, but I don't know if everybody grabbed it. It might've gone over their heads. When you guys realized that everybody else was basically speaking the same language, saying the same thing, you realize that you were in this, what we call this red ocean. There's all types of people perceptively that may have been like eXp, even though that you guys knew that they weren't. You did something where you guys went out and you created your own category, and you then became the king of that category, right? Nobody else can touch you because you're the category king. Like, everybody else might be able to come in and fight over the scraps, but eXp is category king right now. And as long as you guys don't like mess up, right, always will be.
A great way of putting it. Yeah. You put it better than I did.
Agents, listen to this lesson right here, because if you will take this and apply this to your real estate business, you can experience that same type of hockey stick growth that eXp is, just on a hyper local level. Because right now, you guys, you're all surrounded by a bunch of people that are saying the same things, that are using the same loan officers, that are all hooked into Dot Loop, that all have the same transaction coordinators, that all use Facebook and Instagram, and all are preaching the same message. But if you will understand that you guys can basically go out and create your own category in your market, you can emulate some of the success of eXp by becoming your own category king. And I think the simplest way that you can do that is by creating a niche. But Brian, love to get your take. Like when you realize that you're in that world where you're saying the same thing as everybody else, but you know that you're different. And I think that's the life of every agent that exists right now. Like, I know that I'm different. I just don't know how to say that I'm different. What advice would you give those people now, kind of looking at it from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it. It's dare to be different, you know, and also pull in the help of other people. You know, a lot of us, and especially in real estate, we get sort of hunkered down into this sort of lone wolf syndrome. And we feel like, you know, we've got to do everything. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day that, you know, having being a real estate agent is no less than, you know, something like 25 different full-time jobs, right? And, you know, so you can't do it all yourself. And pulling in people to collaborate with you, whether it's family members, whether it's people that you went to college with, you know, people that you care about, other peers in the industry, you want to pull in other ideas, because eXp was not created in a lab and then rolled out ready-made. You know, it's been an exercise. It's been a process. It's been, you know, one person brings in an idea, another person brings in an idea. We bring in a team, we bring in a broker owner. They've got ideas. You know, we're sort of hammering, ironing, sharpening, you know, whittling, refining, polishing, smoothing. And not every idea got included, but a lot of them did. And even something like the name of eXp, you know, when Glenn and I and a few other people were looking at names for the company, you know, he did a logo tournament. And as a matter of fact, we had three names that we were looking at naming the company. We had PowerSearch Realty, we had .NET Realty, and we had an eXp. And so he did three different logo tournaments. He invited all the early leaders to kind of collaborate and view and rank and kind of vote on their favorites. And then the designers would sort of design for more. And really, I mean, had Glenn just sat there by himself and made all those decisions, who knows, right? I mean, who knows if we'd be as robust, if we would have, you know, maybe he might have made a mistake or two. So I really believe, and Glenn would say this often, and I had this in our early slide decks, he'd say, the organized group will always outdo the individual team.
I could not agree more. You're talking about, you know, kind of becoming a lone wolf. I think that the industry has been so ingrained over time with that thought process. I'm afraid to share my best stuff because my competitor sits in the office right next to me, and you guys have created such a cool counterculture to that where you're incentivized to share your ideas, not, and this isn't a knock on KW, but not in a KW way where it's like share, and you're still competing with the person next to you. In your world, it's share. And if somebody takes it and runs with it, you're almost incentivized because of stock and because of the growth and because of the way your comp plans work. You guys have created a really cool counterculture to the I don't want to share mindset, which I think is so powerful. I wholeheartedly believe that you are the sum of the people you surround yourself with.
No doubt.
If I want to be good at golf, I'm going to go hang out with Tiger, or you know, theoretically, right? If I want to be a millionaire, I'm going to go hang around a bunch of millionaires. I want to be a billionaire, I'm going to hang around a bunch of billionaires. And if I can put myself in a world every day where I'm around people that are going to continue to help me elevate my status, my knowledge, my finances, my spiritual beliefs, my personal health, those different types of things, I'm going to rise to the level that I want to be at. And I think that, and guys, you probably listen to this, like, is Grant going to start promoting eXp? And then, that's not what I'm saying. I think that when you see and recognize greatness in business, you should dive in and figure out what it is that you can learn. And I think what you guys can learn here in this, just a specific lesson, is that if you can put yourself in a situation where you're no longer closing off your mindset to what's possible because you're afraid that your competition's going to get it, you can basically build this engine that propels you to the next level. You should absolutely go where that type of energy can just flow nonstop, because having a closed off mindset is really severely going to limit your growth. And not trying to be cheesy, it's just factual information. So I love that you guys have done that. Man, I think that we could probably sit here. I could probably find a lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson that you guys have put out there. You guys have built a fantastic organization. But I know you don't want to respect your time. And so if somebody wanted to learn more about you know, Mr. Culhane, or maybe wanted to come to Arizona and get an ice bath with you, or there's another business, right?
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Let's talk about it. What's the ice bath stuff? You guys have got me so intrigued.
Yeah. So I take you're not jumping in yet. You haven't taken the plunge.
I hate cold water. So no. Well,
but so do I. Right.
I got to get over that.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It really comes down to it's almost Hormesis who said a little bit of pain can create a lot of good. And it's sort of intentionally keeping yourself uncomfortable for small doses of time to really build up your obstacle immunity. You know, you start facing down your fight or flight response. You're sowing seeds of badassery into your subconscious. I mean, every time you do that, every time you even go to turn the knob on your shower to cold, you're doing something that you kind of don't want to do. And if the hardest part of your day is getting cold water, the rest of your day is going to be a breeze. Now, there's all kinds of science. I've been doing it for 2.5 years. I'm down 60 pounds. I'm a practitioner of Wim Hof method. You know, Wim Hof kind of created sort of the movement or sort of cracked the code, really. And the code is massive amounts of oxygen and exposure to cold. And then set your mind to purpose. And so what he basically has been doing is unlocking ancient technology that is laying dormant inside the human body that we've developed over 250,000 years worth of evolution. You know, we didn't human, you know, whatever, you know, however long you think humans have been around, you know, they say roughly 250,000 years, Homo sapiens showed up on the scene. Well, we only really harnessed the power of fire 20,000 years ago. So what were we doing for 200,000 years before we harnessed fire? Let's say you fell through a frozen pond. Let's say you fell into a snow or whatever. You had to be able to heat yourself up internally. And so you do have, every one of us has inside of us this called thermogenesis. And that at some point after about 90 seconds to 2 minutes of cold exposure, your body will literally go into life-saving mode. It will start shooting adrenaline through your spine, out of your brain, down into your blood system, and it'll warm you up. And all of that, that chemical cocktail, all of that stuff is good for your cells. It's good for your complexion. It's good for your metabolism, your circulation, good for everything. And basically, why is it good to work out your vein system and your heart system? Because everything is connected to your bloodstream, right? Every cell in your body is connected to your bloodstream. And so you want to be nourishing those cells in your body. And so you're literally, by getting cold, your veins go like this. And then when they get warm, they get open. And if you do that every day, effectively, Grant, you're just working out your blood system. And how could that be a bad thing?
That's incredible information. Like, I'm a huge, huge nerd, like, in all areas. Like, right now, I'm a huge nerd around psychology and physiology and those types of things. I've had, like, a toe in the water, if you will, interest in the whole ice bath thing, because people have been trying to get me to do it for, like, a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But like just the
well, you're in Colorado, right? I mean, you're surrounded by cold water. I'm in Arizona. I'm getting a little jealous. We're running out of cold water down here.
Yeah, no, I'm in Arkansas. I love
Arkansas. Okay.
But gotcha. You know, I'm just fascinated by all of the benefits to doing the cold water stuff. I've still not like worked up the courage to do it, but I have just insurmountable benefits of using the.
Well, and I'll give you a tip. Look into the Wim Hof method, Google Wim Hof, W-I-M-H-O-F, and what you want to do is you want to start priming the pump by doing the breath work. Super easy. It's like 30, 40 deep breaths. You blow out the last breath, hold it for as long as you can, and what you're actually doing is you're tripping your brain to think that you're drowning, and when your body thinks it's drowning, it's going to start shooting adrenaline through the system. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, moms who can lift a car off a baby after an accident and stuff like that. All that adrenaline is inside of us. We just hadn't thought we had the ability to tap into it until now. And so if you do the breath work, 3 sets, 30, 40 deep breaths, hold it, you know, whatever, do 3 sets of that, and then jump in water for 3 to 5 minutes. They say it's the equivalent of bungee cord jumping, the amount of adrenaline your body will start shooting through your system. So you actually do get kind of, like, if I don't do it, I start feeling like, I need to pick me up, you know, and, you know, there's no amount of cups of coffee that will replace jumping in cold water.
No, that's awesome. The hormonal effects and all of, like, you're talking about the adrenaline and all those chemical drugs that we can access at any time. You know, people try to do it in other ways, but you can access all the same drugs that people can take. It's crazy. Right. Human body is so cool. All right. Well, we got off the topic of marketing and sales, yes. But personal development is so important for marketing and sales and building a business, right. Especially to the heights that you guys have done for sure.
And I'll tie it all together. You know, if you think about what at eXp at some level, and I appreciate you, you know, being complimentary. And again, you know, this isn't a recruiting pitch. You know, we're, you know, I mean, it's very much still a relationship business, and you know, you want to work with people you want to work with, right? So we finally have an ability now to pull people in. But I'd say, you know, Glenn said this a few years ago, but I'll add to it. But he said eXp is sort of like a personal improvement company disguised as a real estate brokerage. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely add to that. I would almost say it's like a real estate think tank. And you, like you said earlier, you're the sum total of who you surround yourself with. I'm surrounded by some of the most amazing top producer, entrepreneurial minded, you know, forward thinking, internet geniuses, people like yourself. And, you know, but it's like times a thousand, you know, it's really, it's incredible the extent of our collaborative network. And me, that is really probably the most hidden value of eXp is just having access to all those partners. And like you said earlier, it's not just the culture that reinforces us sharing and caring. We're also financially incentivized through the stock. So that's not a bad thing.
I love it. Man, if somebody wanted to connect with you, learn more about you or more about eXp, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, best way would probably be just look me up on Facebook or you can email me Brian, Brian at exprealty.com.
Nice. Guys, I highly encourage you to do that. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, Brian wouldn't want to talk to me, I promise you, Brian is super, super approachable. He's super laid back, super genuine. You know, these guys, they just want to help. And again, this isn't an eXp play. This is just one human talking to another human. Like you get around certain people that just want to see other people succeed. And I know for a fact that Brian's just one of those guys. So I highly encourage you to reach out and connect with him. We'll make sure that we link up his stuff in the show notes. I appreciate you all so much, man. Brian, thanks so much for stopping by the podcast. Dude, you've added so much value here today and I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Have a great Independence Day. It's all about time freedom, financial freedom, and family freedom.
Love it. You guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play. Continue to listen on the website. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.